From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. United States and South Korean leaders are emphasizing the need to bring Pyongyang back to the negotiating table by applying maximum sanctions and pressure. South Korean President Moon Jae-in and U.S. President Donald Trump spoke by telephone, and the White House said in a statement the two leaders discussed the close and continuing cooperation between the United States, South Korea, and Japan and their coordinated response to North Korea's continued destabilizing and escalatory behavior. The statement said that President Trump and Moon agreed to strengthen their alliance through defense cooperation and strengthen South Korea's defense capabilities. Mr. Trump also has given his conceptual approval of a planned purchase by South Korea of billions of dollars in American military equipment, according to that statement. U.S. President Trump sent a letter to Congress seeking nearly $8 billion in aid for relief and recovery efforts in Texas and Louisiana. It is considered just an initial Harvey relief package. The president and First Lady Melania Trump have planned visits in Houston and Lake Charles, Louisiana, to meet with storm survivors and see firsthand the damage caused by flooding. It is their second visit to the region this week. The First Lady, a day earlier, thanked all of those assisting in the recovery effort.
And I just want to tell them to be strong and everything will be okay.
Rescuers are continuing their search for survivors now a week after Hurricane Harvey began sweeping through the Gulf Coast region, dumping unprecedented amounts of rain. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner also warned some residents their homes may not dry out for weeks. The storms has displaced more than a million and claimed lives of dozens of others. This is VOA News. The White House says President Trump will announce his decision Tuesday on whether or not to end the Obama administration policy that protects children of undocumented immigrants who entered the United States illegally. White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders told reporters earlier this week the Trump administration will still review the program known as DACA, or Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. Mr. Trump had pledged on the campaign trail to scrap the program, calling it amnesty. But since taking office, he has said the issue is one of the most difficult he has dealt with as president. House Speaker Paul Ryan and several other Republican lawmakers are urging the president not to cancel the program. Ryan says he believes Congress should come up with a way of protecting people now in the DACA program. Approximately 400 people have died in violence in Myanmar's Rakhine State over the past week alone. That's according to military officials, and they say almost all of them are Muslim insurgents. A military Facebook page reports the number, saying that the vast majority are insurgents. More than a couple dozen were either police or civilians. Members of the minority Rohingya Muslim community, however, have reported attacks on their villages that left scores dead and forced thousands to leave. Vikram Nehru with the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace tells VOA this could be the biggest crisis Western Myanmar has ever faced.
There is real concern that it is a tinderbox and it could explode at any time. Unfortunately, the reaction of the military to what were clearly unjustified killings that need to be condemned by this group of militants. Nevertheless, the reactions of the military have been out of proportion. And I think the Burmese government should realize more oppressive the armed forces are in that area, the worse is going to be the reaction from the militants.
The United Nations says at least 38,000 people have fled from Myanmar into Bangladesh, most of them Rohingya. Community leaders in Bangladesh have told VOA that some Hindus, also a minority in Myanmar, have crossed that border. The Myanmar government has denied allegations of abuse against the Rohingya and has limited access to Rakhine to journalists and other outsiders, but the country's ambassador to the United States says the government plans to implement the recommendations from a UN commission. Russia's foreign ministry has accused the FBI of planning a search of its San Francisco consulate Saturday after ordering its closure Thursday. A spokeswoman for the ministry said the search, which the United States has not confirmed, would create a direct threat to the security of Russian citizens. She said in a statement, American Special Services intend to carry out the search of the consulate, including the apartments of people who have diplomatic immunity. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.